Know it, do it, complete it. Bible thought. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death. Matthew chapter 27, verse 1. And they sentenced him to crucifixion, the treacherous death reserved for the most hardened criminals. As Jesus hung on the cross, he was challenged to save himself. Pilate thought he could. Judas hoped he might. But he didn't. Why? He temporarily came into the realm of humanity to fulfill God's specific plan for mankind. He knew what God wanted him to do. He did it until it was complete. Jesus, the only perfect one, dying for our sins, left us God's promise of eternal salvation. What an example Jesus set for our daily lives. In spite of profuse opposition, he continued the Heavenly Father's work with a gentleness almost beyond human comprehension. He never retaliated to the insults, mistreatment, and humiliation from his enemies. Through hours of intense suffering, he expressed forgiveness for them. Humans can never attain the compassion that Jesus held for others. It is difficult for us to pray for those who abuse us. But through the Scriptures, God gives a plan to cope with adversities in a positive way. Like Jesus, we must know what he wants us to do. Do it and complete it in a manner pleasing to him. Dear Father, thank you for your Son's example and your promise for eternal salvation. Help us to learn your plan for us, follow it, and complete it according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Mary Beth Nelson, Clarendon, Texas.